720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And on the 4th of July, excited. Of course, we're celebrating the independence of America and all that. But one of the ways that, we celebrate all of that is with food. And there is no food better than barbecue. And there is no better barbecue guy than the Barbecue Hall of Famer, America's Rib King himself, the one and only famous Dave Anderson. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, I am so excited to be on your show this 4th of July weekend. And boy, I'm telling you, barbecue is America's food. I think everybody knows when you want to have a great time, you got to have barbecue. It's barbecue is how America celebrates, really.
It really is. And so there's some other ways that that not only fans are celebrating. I know you guys are doing some parking lot parties. There's one coming up in Addison, which is one of those great locations. And that is going to be coming up on the 8th. We're going to get some of the details with that for sure. But there's also not only that opportunity for people to get in there, have some of those great ribs and pulled pork sandwiches. I know there's going to be drink specials and beer, but there's also a unique competition that's happening related to the World Food Championships.
Yes, sir, that's right. We have partnered up with the World Food Championships, which is one of America's fastest growing, what they call food sport, where you get some of the weekend barbecue warriors who are really proud of the barbecue that they smoke up. And then we've been doing cook-offs all around the country at different famous days. The winners and runner-ups get a golden ticket to go to Dallas in November, where they compete for the World Food Championships in barbecue. And I'm telling you, they have got some huge prizes. I think something like $300,000.
Wow.
Now, that's a lot of winning.
Plus bragging rights, right, Dave? Because it's a pretty prestigious title to have. And on the barbecue side, when it comes to titles, you've won hundreds of competitions around the country's famous Daves has. And of course, you're a member of that prestigious Barbecue Hall of Fame and all that. One of the things that I love about you, and I've traveled, you know this, you're America's Rib King. You're not just like Chicago's Rib King, but you've traveled all around the country. I've traveled all around the country as well, covering different barbecue events. And one of the things is we don't necessarily think Chicago has gotten its due, but it's starting to come for a lot of, whether it's the Pitmasters or the history of Chicago and barbecue. People think of, you know, Carolina barbecue or Texas barbecue or Memphis, Kansas City, all that kind of stuff. Chicago is really one of those barbecue capitals.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, Dane. I've been saying this for a long time. Chicago really has a tremendous history when it comes to barbecue, smoked meats, you know, including the fact that we had the stockyards which supplied, you know, almost all the meats all over the country. But I can remember as early as 1959 standing in line with my dad at Lem's, when Lem's was down at 59th and State Street. Again, 1959, I was standing getting rib tips with my dad. So you look at all of the great barbecue places that Chicago has had over the years. You know, we got Twin Anchors, which has been around forever. And today you have Smoke, which is always on everybody's list. And then Famous Dave's, you know, we've been part of the Chicago barbecue scene. But there's a lot of great barbecue in the city of Chicago that has been around for a long, long time. We should be right up there with Kansas City and Memphis. I mean, not only do we got great pizza, but we got the world's best barbecue right here in Chicago.
We got all that. And you represent a lot of those different things. We're going to get into the pizza side of Famous Dave Anderson in just a bit. But in that Addison location, if you go in that Addison location and let the listeners know, it is right there. I think it's on, if is it on Army Trail or Lake Street? We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. And for that big party coming up on the 8th, inside there is one of the signed T-shirts from the great barbecue tour, the great Chicago barbecue tour that you engineered in your efforts to highlight great Chicago barbecue and its personalities. That T-shirt is still there, Dave.
Well, I'd like to have everybody come out. Famous Dave's on July 8th. We are going to have some of the best smokers from and pitmasters from Chicago competing to get their golden ticket to the World Food Championships being held in Dallas, Texas. This July 8th, Addison Famous Dave's, We are going to have a rocking good time. There's going to be a lot of great barbecue to eat. We're going to have some butt rocking music being played. And of course, the pit masters are, you know, they're going to be conjuring up their secret barbecue recipes, hoping to win. And I'll be looking forward to judging some of those dishes. I'm telling you, we've got some great barbecue. We've got some great competitions. It's going to be a fun time. Hope everybody comes out on this July 8th.
Yeah, you and I will both be there. We'll both be getting in on all of that action you mentioned. So here you mentioned pizza. Of course, you can't say Chicago without saying pizza. A lot of times it gets into that conversation. The 4th of July up in Hayward, probably where you are right now, Dave. And, you know, you'll be doing some barbecue on the aquarium smoker. Of course, a very Chicago way to enjoy barbecue. But also, you mentioned pizza. You have sort of that Northwoods pizza yourself. I wanted to hear about that. We were talking about it the last time. So when it comes to Famous Dave, Chicago and pizza, you're in there.
You know, that's an interesting thing you brought that up. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, Dave Anderson, Famous Dave, is a Chicago boy. Born and raised in Chicago, I grew up eating the best, you know, storefront barbecue in Chicago. But, you know, growing up in Chicago, you got to love Chicago's pizza. And so all these years that I've been a barbecue pit master, I've also been ninja on making the world's best pizza.
Yep.
And a few years ago, up in Hayward, Wisconsin, we opened up Tamarack Farms Pizza. And we've got lines out the door. And we've been making up pizzas, fresh salads, homemade wine. And I'm telling you, it's a fun time. Tamarack Farms Pizza up in Hayward.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that, as well for people to come up and visit and see you hopefully this summer. So when it comes to pizza, and as we let you go, what kind do you like? Personally, for me, I like all kinds. You know, I like the pub style pizza. I like a deep dish pizza. You make a campfire pizza that's second to none. What do you have up there at Tamarack? And Dave, what's your favorite?
I started doing farm pizzas where we're using, I have a small family farm in Hayward, Wisconsin, and we started cooking up pizzas, backyard barbecue parties, you know, like I used to have. And then I started doing backyard pizza parties, and then people started saying, Dave, you gotta be selling those pizzas. And so we started selling Tamarack Farms pizza. But, I think when it comes to Chicago, of course, we're known for our deep dish pizza, but we're also known for our tavern, our thin crust tavern style pizzas.
Yep.
And you know, you got Vito and Nick's, you've got Pat's Pizza, which has always been a Chicago favorite. Couple of my other favorites are Obby's on Archer. You've got Fox Pizza, Oak Lawn. I mean, there's a Barnaby's. There's a lot of great pizza places in Chicago. Not just, you got Gino's, you got Lou Malnati's, you've got My Pie Pizza, you got Pequod's. There's a lot of really great pizza in Chicago. And Dave, now you're getting me hungry.
I know. It's like, yeah, I mean, he is America's rib king, but he is every bit Chicago's very own. He just rattled off like 20 of the top pizza places in Chicago. The one and only Famous Dave, Dave Anderson. We'll let you get back to it on the 4th of July. Our best to the family. We'll have links up to July 8th, Addison. Famous Dave's, it's a parking lot party. You're going to have all of that great stuff for the fans to be able to eat some food and ribs and beer and some drink specials. We'll be doing all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, some pit masters get an opportunity to represent their best stuff right there at the World Food Championships in Dallas. So, Dave, we'll let you go. But happy 4th of July, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Hey, Dane, thank you for having me on, and all to all your listeners. May you have the best 4th of July ever. This is really a great country where you can not only have the best pizza in Chicago, but also the best barbecue. You guys, may you always be surrounded by good friends and great tasting barbecue. Have a great 4th. God bless America. This really is a great country, and I'm happy to be America's rib king here in the greatest country in the world. Take care, Dane.